Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes present presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter, starring Willie Fennell as Dexter Dutton.
Everybody can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
As you all know by now, Steve Gallagher's business is selling second-hand motor vehicles, and recently business hasn't been terribly brisk. One evening, a couple of weeks ago, Steve called in on Dexter to talk about his troubles.
I tell you, Dickie boy, things is crook. Business has gone off.
Oh, gone off, has it?
Mate, it's gone off more than a stale tin of fishing prawns. Hmm. I've sold one second-hand vehicle in the last 3 weeks.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Well, Steve, if you can't sell cars, nobody can. I've yet to see a better salesman than you who can swindle a sell a prospective customer.
Yeah, well, it ain't that I've lost my style, you know, Dex. When a prospect comes into my yard, he's gone before he knows he can say broken-down bomb.
Well, if that's the case, how can business be so bad? If you sell every customer that comes into your yard, what are you complaining about?
No customers. No one comes in as a prospect.
Oh.
Take today. Only 4 blokes come into the place all day.
4?
Yeah.
Well, then you should have sold 4 cars.
But none of the blokes was prospects. One come to collect some money, one wanted a drink of water, one wanted directions to find a street, and the other wanted to use me washroom.
Well, Steve, I believe you've come to the right man for advice. What you need is an eye-appealing campaign.
Yeah?
Yeah, what you need is an improved public relations deal. What you need is a highly pressurized piece of promotion.
What I need is customers.
Well, of course you need customers, but when money's tight, customers don't come to you. You've got to go to them.
Me go to them? You mean I should knock on doors and say, "Madam, may I please step inside? I have here in my sample case a fine range of second-hand vehicles in assorted colours."
Oh, nothing of the kind. When I say go to the people, I don't mean go to the people. I mean go to the people.
Oh.
Got it?
No.
I'm talking about advertising. Look, I've been in advertising for years now, and it's the life's blood of business. What is there I don't know about advertising? Nothing. What is there I can be told about advertising? Nothing. What is there I can't advise on regarding advertising? Nothing.
How much would it cost me if I do some advertising?
Nothing. No. I don't mean that, no. What I mean is advertising costs money, naturally, but it's worth it. You see, Steve, to sell more of your product than the next man, you've got to advertise. You've got to spend money to make money. Advertising is the life's blood of business.
You already said that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'll say it again and again and again.
Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Go ahead what?
Say it again and again and again.
Well, advertising is the life's blood of business. Advertising is the life's blood of business.
That's only twice. You forgot the end again.
Oh, advertising is the... Oh, shut up! So, these are the final figures, Steve. And allowing 12.5% for apprentice advertising, your outlay for a small advertising campaign would
Wait. What's apprentice advertising got to do with it?
What's apprentice advertising got to do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, Gallagher, I happen to work for apprentice advertising. And if I come up with some creative ideas to promote your business, it'll naturally have to be done through the firm.
Well, I don't see why.
Well,
as a matter of fact, Dexter, neither do I.
Oh.
I mean, you can help Steve without it going through your office.
Jesse, I'm employed by Prentice. I work for him.
You're employed by him, dear, but the rest is exaggeration.
Put on your Jess.
Sorry, Steve. Well, there's no reason whatever why you can't devise a small advertising idea for a friend without bringing Mark or your office into it.
My dear, sweet, naive wife, permit me to inform you that Mark Prentice pays me a substantial salary because I'm a competent advertising man with outstanding creative ability. He remunerates me for the really good ideas I produce.
Oh, now, Dexter, please. Mark pays you for generally assisting to organize things. What good ideas did you ever produce?
Jesse produced two kids, and that was a good idea.
Look, oh, Jesse, if you don't appreciate and respect your husband's talents, then it's a very poor state of affairs.
Oh, Dexter, dear, look, I'm sorry.
Oh, so you should
well,
be.
Well, it's just that I get mad when you get all arty-smarty.
Oh, not arty-smarty.
Your friend Steve is here for a little help and guidance, and he wouldn't be here if he didn't consider you to be a good advertising man.
Right.
Well, I know you're a good advertising man, but I like to pull you down a peg when you carry on like a dehydrated genius.
Hey, who's a dehydrated genius? Oh, hi, Mr. Gallagher.
Hi, Ash. Hey, look, Ash, see if you can knock your old man down off his perch a bit, will you? I only want him to come up with a gimmick to advertise and pep up me business.
Oh, Pop, that should be easy for you.
All right, it is easy for me, but, well, it's the principle of the thing. Steve, if you had a broken leg, you wouldn't go to see a doctor friend and ask him to fix it in his spare time when he wasn't working.
Dex, if I had a broken leg, I don't reckon I'd go anywhere.
Oh, Dexter, I'm rather ashamed of you. If you wanted a new second-hand car, the first person you'd see would be Steve.
The last person I'd see would be Steve.
Hey?
Steve once sold his own brother a car for £260.
Yes, well, that sounds cheap enough.
Oh, yeah, the poor man drove it away, and as he was passing the next car yard, he saw the same model car selling for £210.
Dickie boy, that wasn't my fault.
Oh, but that's not the whole story, Jesse. Steve's brother went into the other yard and put a deposit on the car priced at £210 and then took the one he was driving back to Steve's yard. Steve offered him $180.
Oh, heck!
Oh, Steve, is this true?
Yeah, but it's not half as bad as it seems.
Oh, no.
I'd never have done it to a friend, but this was me brother. Yeah, and my brother's even a bigger swindler. He's a big swindler.
Oh, dear. Oh, look, Steve, disregarding everything, I don't suppose I can just stand by and see a friend with business problems going without any help and assistance. If it's inexpensive but brilliant advertising you want, then I suppose I'll have to come up with something inexpensive but brilliant.
Well, Tar, but if it's too much strain on your million-dollar brain cells, don't bother.
It's no bother at all. Now, let me think. I have to think what might be a good way to tackle this thing for a start.
Steve, do you ever take advertising space in the newspapers?
Oh, only about half inch in the Saturday classifieds.
Say, look, how about a double-page spread in the local Asheville Times?
Hey, wait a minute, Steve. The boy might have something.
Yeah?
If we took the whole center double-page and I designed a special clever layout with a picture and a few startling words to say...
Oh, look, Dickie boy, what can we find to say about Gallagher's car yard to fill up two old pages?
Ah, now, that's where you're missing out, Steve. That's where my advertising know-how comes to the rescue.
Mm-hmm.
The secret of getting knockout impact from a double-page spread in a local paper is not the space you use, but the space you don't use. Does that make you think?
It makes me think you've got some space in your skull you don't use.
Listen, we take a double page, right?
Right.
On the left page is nothing but a small photo of a second-hand car, smack in the middle of the page. Now, opposite, on the right-hand page, is nothing but a few brief, startling words. Again, smack in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah, imagine masses of blank white paper surrounding both the car photo and the message.
And what's the message?
Well, that's yet got to come to me here. It'll be smart, aggressive, witty, to the point, and electrifying. Just let me concentrate now.
Let him concentrate.
Now, if we see the car on the left...
He's concentrating.
Just let me think.
I've got it.
Wait a minute, I'm supposed to say that.
Well, I've said it. I've got it, and it's a beauty.
What?
Look, Dex, the photo of the car on the left page ought to be a photo of your car, Hector.
Hector? Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and on the right page, we have the few electrifying words with an arrow pointing across to Hector.
Yeah, oh, that's good. And the words say something like,
at Gallagher's car yard, you'll never cop anything like that.
Yes, at Gallagher's. Oh, that's funny.
Perth people are still a bit shy when it comes to banking. Some people think that banks are places where you can only go when you have a lot of money to deposit. Well, that's not the case of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. This bank provides services for everybody, from the person with a large account to the person who only wants a deposit a few shillings each week. The staff are pleasant, friendly people who like to help. You'll get the same service whether you're opening an account with a shilling or £1,000. Try it yourself. There's nothing difficult about opening a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. Here's all you have to do. Go to any office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, go to the inquiry counter, ask to open an account. The friendly staff will fill out the forms, get your signature, and in a few minutes, you're in business. You're banking with friends when you bank Commonwealth.
Well, out you go tonight with Dexter, Steve.
Oh, we had a bit of an air bash. Dex got a few ideas, but it was all too expensive. Morty.
Yeah?
Do you know how much a double spread costs a bloke?
Well, I know yours cost you a fortune in beer.
A double page spread in the newspaper.
Oh.
In the local Asheville Rag, it's worth 98 quid.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, it might be worth it if you sell 10 cars in 1 week. As the way things are going, you'll soon be lucky to sell one car in 10 weeks.
The way things is going, I don't feel like taking a punt with 98 quid.
Oh, no, of course not, no. Mind you, you'll take a punt with that much money every year feeding it through the poker machines, won't you? You'll lose more than that back of nags that run backwards. You lost nearly double that not long ago when you put into that big two-up game.
All right, all right. But I ain't spending dough foolishly. Dex has given some more thought to working out some cheaper sorts of advertising lurks. Somehow, I've just got to increase my car sales.
Listen, I know what you could do. You could sell the cars you've got at the yard for half the price you paid for them.
What? I wouldn't make any money that way.
No, but you'd make an awful lot of sales.
Oh.
Oh, not bad. I got that from Jolly Jerry this morning on the breakfast session.
I bet he was glad to get rid of it. I thought I'd tell you to cut out listening to that Jolly Jerry character. I can't stand him, Jolly Jerry. You got a crush on him, too.
No, I have not got a crush on Jolly Jerry, Jerry Jolly. I know I'm true to you, love. Now, look, you're just getting cranky about everything on account of you've lost your touch selling cars.
That'll be the day, Morty, when I lose me touch. No one's in the race with me when it comes to touching people.
No, that's your trouble. You know, people are frightened to come near your car yard because you're such a touch merchant.
I got to get a new angle to grab Saturday morning customers again. Even Joe Wilkie's getting more Saturday business than me.
Hey, oh, wait a minute. Listen, I think I've got it.
Yeah?
Now, here's an idea. Now, what about a stunt?
Huh?
Listen, you could have six gorgeous young bathing beauties wearing bikinis and walking around your car yard on Saturday morning serving ice-cold drinks.
Oh, say, Morty, that's mighty. Would you let me do it?
Not on your life. It's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Oh, you ought to team up with your mate, Jolly Jerry and Merry Morty. Well, Dex, you asked me to call in again tonight. What ideas have you got for me?
Steve, I am devising a fantastic stunt to end all stunts.
Hmm?
I've just got one little loose end to tie up and then I'll give it to you.
Well, while you're tying up the loose end, you ought to tighten up the loose screw, eh?
Yeah, in a few minutes when I divulge this masterpiece, you'll retract all those facetious remarks.
Good on you, son. Now, it sounds like you might be coming up with something promising.
This is beautiful.
What's the general gen of the idea?
Well, the general gen is that you're going to give away a free motor car.
Well, that sounds pretty... Hey? I'm going to jump off the end of what?
You are going to present some lucky person with a free car.
If I am, the lucky person will be a kid, and the free motor car will be when you wind up with a clockwork key.
No, it's nothing like that.
Oh, boy, I'm glad you're here, Mr. Gallagher. Look, I've just written something that's going to put Gallagher's car yard on the map.
Good on you, good on you. What is it, Ash?
I like Gallagher's car yard. Gallagher's car yard for me.
Oh, no, we don't want anything
well,
like
what's
that.
What's wrong with it? If you use that commercial, you'll be set like a jelly.
Oh, I like Gallagher's car yard. Oh, it's Morty.
Oh,
hello,
hi,
Morty.
Mrs. Gallagher.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, couldn't you stay away, Morty, love? Did you miss me?
Yes. Yes, I missed you like that mole I had removed once.
Steve, your wife did a wonderful thing for you while you were in here. Morty's written something terrific to help you advertise your business.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. Morty, it's not a radio commercial.
Oh, where did you know?
Oh. As a matter of fact, Morty, Ashley just wrote a radio commercial and we just heard it, but I have a lot of other good plans. We're not interested in...
Oh, well, Ashley told me he was going to have a crack at writing a singing commercial, but you see, what I've wrote is a talking dramatic one for two actors to perform.
Oh, now look, Morty, my business problems are something for men to work out, and I don't want to have any
more... Steve, wait a minute. Look, Morty has written something, and we're going to hear it, whether it's right now or after you and she have a 10-minute argument. So why don't we save a little wear and tear and hear it right now?
Hear, hear. It's fabulous.
Right on, Morty. Bung it on.
Thanks. Right. Now listen, everybody. The idea is to get a radio station to record this commercial with a male and a female actor, see? But I've written out two copies of the script now, so as Ashley and me can give you some rough idea how it'll sound when they keep playing it over and over and over by popular request over the air. You see, it'll be in the top 40, you know, the top 40 commercials.
Well, let's hear
I love
it.
Acting.
Right, oh, yes, so do I. Love. All women are born actresses, don't you? Right, now listen, Ashley. Tell you what you have to do, love. You have to make the sound effect noise of the car coming to a stop, right?
Yep.
Can you do that, love?
Yep.
Yes. And you've also got to play Georgie, the young man aged about 21, all right?
That'll be all right.
Yes. I'll play Susan, aged 19.
Oh. Brother, is Morty going to be playing a character part?
Do you mind? Now, you're right, Ash?
Yeah.
Righto, love. Now, listen, everybody, get the picture. We're both in the car coming home late from a movie, and you, Georgie, you pull up the car near a moonlit lake.
Okay, right. Here we go.
Better get those brakes seen too, love. Now, it starts here, you know. Oh, Georgie, why are we stopping here?
A good question, Susan, my little darling. It's beautiful here by the edge of the moonlit lake, don't you think?
Yes, Georgie, but the time, it's so late.
Little darling, what I have to ask won't take more than a few brief seconds. It's very, 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 very important question.
Question?
Question. I must know the answer to, and tonight.
Oh, Georgie, are you sure you want to ask it?
Sure, I'm sure. Ever since we left your house this evening, I've been trying to pluck up the courage to ask you this all-important question. And now I'm going to do it.
Go ahead, Georgie. Ask.
Susan.
Yes?
Susan, little darling.
Yes, yes.
Do you like this car I bought from Gallagher's Car, yeah?
Look, everybody, it's getting late and we're getting nowhere discussing singing commercials and dramatic commercials. Now, my plan's all completed and I would like to tell it to Steve.
Well, go on, Dickie boy, let's have it.
Well, thank you very much. Now, what Steve needs most is a crowd of people in his car yard next Saturday morning, right?
Right.
And I know how to get a crowd.
Good.
If this idea of mine's successful, which it will be, we can extend to future Saturday mornings, right?
Right.
Well, go on, dear.
Yeah, now, Steve... You, Steve Gallagher, will be giving a free second-hand car away next Saturday morning to the person guessing the price you've put on it.
What kind of a car and what kind of a price?
Well, you must have something at your yard valued at about, say, between, well, 20 and 45 pounds.
No, but I know where I can pick one up for 15, and I'll be pricing it at 35. There's a dear old lady owns it.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. That would be, I think, the perfect vehicle. Yes, it would, because it hasn't been seen by any of your old customers,
right.
And they won't know what price is on it.
Right.
Now, Steve, yes, that's the vehicle you give away.
Yeah.
The price of £35, or we'll say 36, or whatever it might be, will be written on a slip of paper and sealed in an envelope and deposited with the Commonwealth Bank, right?
Commonwealth Bank.
You'll be the only person knowing the price, and the man or woman who guesses correctly on Saturday drives the car away.
Pop it's a massive idea.
Yes. Oh, I think that's real good, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
So do I, dear.
Hey, hold your horses. Hold your horses. I'm going to be 35 smackers down the drain.
You'll have a mighty crowd of prospective car buyers in your yard Saturday, and with your salesmanship, you might conceivably sell, well, 6 to 12 vehicles.
That's right, Steve. How can you miss? Look, people love guessing competitions.
Now, look, here's the rest of the plan.
I don't know.
Look, someone guesses £29, we'll say. That's their guess. Well, his or her guess will be chalked up on a big blackboard with his or her name and address next to it.
Now, I like that. I like that. Then nobody will repeat the same price. And the winner won't be announced till closing time.
That's it, you see. Mm. And nobody knows. And at closing time, a messenger delivers the sealed envelope to you and you proclaim the outright winner.
Unnatural. A beauty.
A beauty.
Pop, you're a wizard.
Oh, Dexter, I must admit I'm proud of you.
Oh, well, I guess sometimes a man must give a little of his genius away for nothing. I'm joking, of course.
No, well, Dexter, joking or not, this has proved to me that you are an advertising genius. You are, love.
Oh,
no, truly, you are. And to prove it, to prove how truly grateful I am, I'm going to give you a lovely big kiss.
Oh, now, Morty.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes, Morty, I'm going to give you a great big kiss.
Hey, Morty.
Yeah?
What do you think you're doing?
What?
If you're grateful, why punish the guy?
A Commonwealth Training Bank check account is a fast, safe, convenient way of managing your personal finances. When you pay by Commonwealth check, you save yourself a lot of time and bother. Now, suppose you get a bill to pay. You write out your check, put it in an envelope and post it. That's all you have to do. No cutting into your leisure time when you pay by Commonwealth Training Bank check. No rushing about in your lunch hour or after work. No special trips to pay bills. No waiting around for receipts. Just write out a check and post it, that's all. Just think of the convenience. You can send any amount of money anywhere by Commonwealth check. Inquire at the nearest branch of the Commonwealth Trading Bank. They'll be pleased to show you how easy it is to open and use a Commonwealth check account. Keep all your banking under the one roof. Bank the most convenient way. Bank Commonwealth.
Oh, come in, Morty.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Gallagher. How did things go?
Oh, my dear, look, I've never put in a more exciting Saturday in my life. Oh, Jessie, it was wonderful. I've spent all day wandering around Steve's car yard watching him make us a small fortune.
Oh, boy.
Then the advertisement was a success. You had a big crowd.
Yes, oh, me old man sold 5 cars.
Oh, look, I just got a lift home with Mrs. Murphy, and when we left, Steve and Dex were almost ready to open the envelope and announce the winner of the free car.
Oh, gee, Mrs. Gallagher, how could you leave before the announcement?
Oh, yes, Morty, we're dying to know who won.
Oh, me feet were killing me, love. Oh. Couldn't stand up another minute. Mm. Anyway, the men should be here any time because Millie Murphy made 3 calls on the way home.
Oh, she's Morty, look, I'm so pleased the day was such a big success.
Oh, it was, Jessie, thanks to your Dexter.
Well, I wish we could have all been there, but I had so much to do today, and with Janie away for the weekend, well, Ashley had to help me.
Hey, here come Pop and Mr. Gallagher now.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh, boy, I've just got to sit down and rest these weary feet.
Oh, 2 of my dogs barking. Oh. What a day. 5 cars I sold with a good profit on each.
Oh, mighty!
Oh, Steve, I'm so happy.
Well, I just hope my husband realises what a good friend he's got in Dexter.
Oh, I do. Good on you, Dickie boy. Today, because of you, I made 200 clear profit.
Less 15 for the car. Hey, and who won it?
Yes, who?
Nobody. The car's still mine.
What?
Yeah.
Somebody must have won it, love. When I left, there were 40 names and guesses on the blackboard, and every amount was covered from £20 to £60.
Ah, well, you see, Morty, that's very true. But when Steve opened the sealed envelope, no one was the winner.
Why?
Because written on the slip of paper was £35.09 and 11 halfpenny.
You?
A man gives him an idea.
Many people have asked me about car accounts at the Commonwealth Savings. And I believe that this is one of the best services ever offered by any bank. It's the simplest method of providing for registration and insurance fees. These fees come in once a year. They are a bit of a slug. The average motorist pays about £45 a year, and yet, if you're the average motorist, you probably spend more than £45 a year on petrol and oil. Of course, you spend it in weekly amounts and you don't notice it so much. That is why we strongly recommend that you open a Commonwealth Savings Bank car account. Each week, pay into your car account. The amount is small. For £45, it's only 17 and fourpence a week. Then when registration and insurance come in, you can pay them without worry from your car account. If you have an account at the Commonwealth Savings Bank already, you can still have a car account as well. So don't delay. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank car account tomorrow, and then every week, Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.